Hej, hej.
Jag lyssnar.
Eating.
Jag slår in i det. Vad lovligt. Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. Chocolate chip what?
Cookie. Right. So, good. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
How come you sound so bright and cheery?
It's my day off today.
What do you mean it's your day off today?
Well, I've been working all week and I've taken the day off and I've come in specially to do the show.
Oh, gosh. Is that why you cancelled us doing it yesterday?
Well, I was working yesterday.
Well, yeah. And then cancelled it and ruined my Friday.
Yeah, well, you see, I gave all the staff the week off because it's half term.
Yeah.
And so I've been fixing computers all week.
Oh,
and then
gosh, that's hot.
My car blew up.
Yeah.
So I've had to buy a new car.
Well, that's because you buy old cars. If you actually bothered to go and buy a new car, or a nearly new car, instead of a car for a few bob, it would probably last longer, wouldn't it? That last one you spent a few bob on, but it really was knackered. And look, cost you a few bob to get it mended all the time, didn't it? You'd be better getting a newer one.
Yeah, the last two cars I bought have both had the timing belt snap, so that's a bye-bye engine.
I've told you what to do. Buy yourself a Range Rover. Even one about 10 years old, you'll be fine.
Oh, I nearly did. But it's too big for me.
What?
It was too big for me.
You live in North Wales. I mean, is it ideal in North Wales?
We do have some tarmac roads.
Yeah, but not many.
Well, there's one going to my house. That's a plus point.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Right, should we start this? Whatever you call it. I'm still not sure why I'm not making any money out of this.
Oh, I ate your jelly tots, by the way.
I don't want jelly tots. What are you talking about? I want car cold hard cash.
Okay.
Because I was going to say card hold cash.
Okay. It's a new one on me.
There are people having podcast radio stations out and all sorts, and they must be making money out of it.
Someone's making money somewhere.
Yeah, I've got a rash, by the way, on my arm. I'm not sure why.
A rash?
Maybe my hot tub. Well, what I was doing, I was shaving my arms the other day.
Right.
Because I don't think hair looks very nice on people with big hairy arms. You know, I used to be a bodybuilder, as you know. Sorry, I'm putting a bracelet back on. It snapped off. And took the head off this what seems to be a bit of a rash, which is really sore. Yes, I've got the coronavirus, but I don't think it comes out in a rash, does it?
No, there's only two parts of my body that I shave.
Yeah, which ones?
One to the south and one to the north.
You shave your bits, why? You're not that sort of bloke.
You look too old if you don't. All grey and... Nah.
You got grey pubes?
Yeah, I'm getting on now.
Yeah, I know, but... Your underarms...
I put like a number two or three on the electric thing and do under the arm. I don't shave the underarms. I just sort of prune them down a bit.
Mm. Do you know, I'm amazed at the amount of blokes who do not groom.
Oh, I'm fully into grooming, moisturising.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I'm amazed. Oh, excuse me, sniffing. I'm amazed at the amount of... Oh, dear, this early in the morning is not good for me.
You've got to take care of yourself because no one else is going to take care of you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But, you know, there should be male. You get a back, what's it, and thingy.
That's going too far.
Yeah, but that's usually for ladies.
The back crack and sack is.
Oh, I didn't want to use that word. It's vulgar. Yeah. It really is vulgar.
I don't think ladies have got many sacks.
Vulgar. I've decided on this show we don't do anything fucking vulgar anymore, okay?
Okay, I've just had a... I've just had a text from my daughter.
Yeah?
She's drawn a picture of you.
What?
I'll send it to you. Hang on.
I'm not sure that's a good idea, to encourage your daughter to draw pictures of me. Why would you do that?
Well, she's in the phase of drawing celebrities.
Yeah, we'll get her to draw celebrities, not people like me.
Well, I mentioned you and she said she'd love to.
Goodness.
Hang on, here we go. I'm sending it to you now.
This is a bit of a waste of time.
Have you received it?
Yeah, got it here. Hang on. She did not draw that. You, mate, you pillock.
She did?
You know, you gave her a picture of me to deface.
That she drew that?
Well, that's incredibly talented if she did. How old is she?
12.
Well, she's remarkably talented then. My nose is a bit big. I think you should tweet that out.
Why don't I put it on the image of the front of the podcast?
Well, actually, should we not get her to sign it and then make a few bob out of that as well?
I could get her to sign it. I don't think she's ever signed anything ever.
Well, at the age of 12, she should start learning.
She wins awards, you know.
Wins awards for what?
Art.
Really? I'm not surprised.
She's quite good.
But if that is her drawing and not you just giving her a picture of me to deface.
No. That's definitely...
Really?
Yeah.
We should get her signed up.
Well, someone in my family must have the ability to make lots of money. So it might as well be my daughter.
Mean, she's very good. If that is at 12 years old, that's brilliant.
Well, I'll put it on the front of the podcast this week. I'll put the logo next to it. I might get to do the logo as well.
Are you paying her for that?
I'll give her some mini eggs. She's a mini egg fan.
I think you should pay her hard, cold cash.
Okay.
I think I should get hard, cold cash for this as well. But anyway, moving on, I'll talk to you that when we're not on air or near any recording stuff, because I presume you're recording this.
I have been recording for the last 7 minutes, 15 seconds.
Really? I need a shave. Oh, I hate it when you need a shave.
Oh, I'm glad you said shave. I thought you were going to say something else then.
What do you think I was going to say?
Well, there's several you could say with a sh at the beginning of it, but...
Right.
Okay. Shave, I'm happy with.
Yeah, shave, yeah. Yeah, yeah, hello, darling. Hello, gorgeous. Oh, both of you, hello. My baby's sitting here with me. Oh, they're licking my hand. Oh, they are so lovely. So I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Okay, right. I'll turn my phone on again. One sec.
Yeah, okay.
Out of airplane, okay.
Yes. And you can see my shoes next to them.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing
some
your shoes.
Of my shoes. Darlings!
Say cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. Daisy, you are a little star. Daisy is staring at the camera because she's a celebrity. And right. Lulu's asleep.
Okay.
And there's a pair of my shoes.
Good, good, good. Have you sent it?
I'm just about to. Hang on. Where's the R? Oh, there we are. Rob. There we are. Third on the list.
Third?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Just want to know why I'm third on the list. Here we go. Oh.
What?
Oh, I can see your shoes. You've got more shoes than the second dog.
Hmm. I've got about 6 pairs there on the floor.
Okay.
I like shoes, and I keep buying shoes, and then people go, oh, they're all the same. I bought a lovely pair of Timberland boots the other day, but I made a bit of a cock-up. Right. They're so comfortable, they're so nice, they're sort of brown and really light, because a lot of boots are pretty heavy. And I could take a picture of that, but we'd be going on and on doing this stupid thing. And they are just fabulous. And I thought they were in the sale.
Right.
And I thought a Timberland's for 50 quid. You can't go wrong. They're kind of new star. They're really very funky. I'll buy those. Thank you very much indeed. But they weren't in the sale. Now, normally, 50 quid is hugely expensive to buy a pair of shoes as far as I'm concerned. Because you can go into TK Maxx and rummage around and get them for about 20 quid a pair. And if you look really hard in the summer, you can get some sort of, some trainer-type shoes, something like that, for about 15, 16 quid.
I must be going in the wrong place. The last pair of shoes I bought, which were Caterpillar shoes, were about 85 quid.
Well, I don't want people to think I'm made of money. I'm not, but... because I don't get paid for doing this, which is a bone of contention, which eventually I am going to have to send some people around to see you about. But I said, yeah, these are great, blah, 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 50 quid. That's, I'll just sort of... I get to the checkout, How much do you think they're actually for sale for? Because they're not, I'm sorry, sir, these are not in the sale. These ones next to the shoes that were in the sale, didn't anybody point that out to you? So as not to look a complete dickhead, I said, oh, well, it doesn't matter, really. I just thought they were. That's fine. Thank you very much indeed.
Did you pay 90 quid for them?
150.
Oh, I'm getting a bargain for my shoes then.
Yeah. I'm tempted to, hang on, see if I can get, hold on, I'm tempted to take a picture of one. Shall I take a picture of one and send it to you?
Okay. Just one?
Hang on. Well, there's no point in sending two, is there?
Well, that's only 75 quid's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, what do I need, you know, to control my shopping habit. I love shopping. Don't you?
If it's for me, yes.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding on.
Good. Right, okay. It's a bit dark in here, so I might just edit it and lighten it up a bit. Would you like that?
Is this going to take a long time?
Well, what else do you want to talk about?
Fair point.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing what you could do with these phones now, isn't it?
Yeah, you can make calls. And
I don't do that much.
Okay.
Now, let's see if you're at the top now. You might be at the top. Yeah, you're at the top. You're above my friend Ray. Anyway, that's coming your way.
Okay.
Put it back down on the floor. No, don't chew it. Really comfortable. Really comfortable.
Right, I've just received it.
Okay, have a look.
Is that your lighting technique? Put it by the window.
Yeah.
That's no way to treat your laptop, putting a shoe on it.
Why not?
You haven't got very big feet.
That's a size 8.5. What do you want?
10.
Oh, that's disgustingly large. I've got female feet. A lot of people get very embarrassed when they see my legs.
Why would they get embarrassed by seeing your legs?
Hang on, I'll take a picture. Hold on. Well, because they... I'm going to send you one, right?
You can send me a leg.
But you delete this.
Okay.
You've seen it, okay?
Can I give it to my daughter to sketch?
Hold on. I'm going to pull my tracksuit up. And there... hang on. Hold on.
I'm holding on. Have you shaved?
Right. Hang on. I put the headphones back on. I can't hear a thing. We can't edit this out. It's just a bit of fun between you and me.
Okay.
Mind you, I've heard some shitty podcasts from people who just sound ridiculous. Anyway, this is. Why am I sending you this?
I have no idea why you're sending me this.
Oh, because you said I got small feet. That's why.
Oh yeah, you've gone quiet all of a sudden. You moved away from your mic. Oh what, my quiet? God.
What? What's wrong? You can tell it is my leg because the microphone is at the end of it.
You've stuck your foot in the printer.
Yeah, well, I'm not writing it, have I?
No. And be careful of that cup.
Well, I am, yeah. It's I've got to have a cup of tea. It's my own studio, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I like the way you've hung your headphones.
What? Oh, can you see those? Hang on. No, I didn't really look at the picture.
They're on the end of that knob.
I didn't know you could see that. Don't you dare put that out. No, I mean, seriously, do not. No one will want to see it anyway. Oh, yeah, so you can see them hanging on my knob.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's a very old desk, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That is just... anyway, so...
You could be a ballerina.
My mother was.
Oh, there you go, then. It's in the genes.
My mother danced for the Ballet Rombert.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. I know, she was a ballerina.
Well, you've obviously got your mum's legs.
Actually, it's quite embarrassing because I don't shave them, by the way.
What, they're naturally like that?
They're naturally like that.
That's impressive.
Mm-mm. I do normally put fake tan on them, but I haven't done for a few days. And then in the summer, they are brown, but they are particularly white and they're covered up normally.
It's probably the best way to cover them up, yeah. Are we actually going to start the show now, then?
Yeah, play the thing, start the show. Okay, right, welcome to the James Whale podcast. It's lucky what we've just been talking about for the last 10 minutes, isn't it? And so what are we going to talk about today? Well, we can talk about all sorts of things, including flooding all over the place. I've only got a little bit to say about flooding, so I will say it. Rob's here somewhere as well, by the way. I had a bit of flooding here at the house last weekend, which was, I don't know where the girls are. Are there... Girlies, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you're both sleeping behind me. Right, okay. No chewing the shoes, thank you. Every time they came in, I had to grab hold, well, you know, nicely, but and dry their feet. Otherwise, I had muddy paw marks all over the kitchen. And, you know, you clean it once, and then 5 minutes later, they go out, and they come in again and make a mess. I mean, I sat down, and I implored them, when I've laid a towel out on the floor by the door, when you come in, can you stand on the towel and just wait there until your feet dry a bit? They seem to think it's a game. And funny, when I come up, say, let me come and have a look at your feet, to run off. Anyway, there we are. So, flooding. Climate change. Obviously, everybody's getting hysterical about climate change again. And, you know, mankind, I keep saying this, yes, of course we affect the climate. We affect everything. We kill things we don't need to kill. Well, this other thing that's interesting while I talk about killing is the amount of secret hunting that is going on. And they're trying, some of these fuckwits are trying to bring back and get rid of the no hunting with dogs rule, which is a gross thing to do. Really, domestic dogs are not really for killing things. They're made to kill things, a lot of them. Some of them, they say, oh, they're bred for killing. But a lot of them would just be pets without any problem. You can even train you get a fox cub and they make lovely pet dogs, you know. It's well known. And people who like to go out and see things killed and pulled apart, or even worse, the people who go out badger baiting, they're scumbags. They're scumbags. And the law of karma will actually dictate that at some point, horrible things will happen. So I'd be very careful if I were you. I would be very careful. And people keep on doing it. And now some people say, well, you should have the right to go and hunt foxes. It's a tradition. Well, it used to be a tradition in this country to publicly hang and flog people. We don't do that anymore. So fucking well... pull yourselves together, you wankers. Right, I got that out of my system. And you know, Ricky Gervais is doing an amazing job, and hopefully everybody that can do their bit to say... Listen, I have no problem with horse riding. Even some of these idiot people who go, oh, well, I can't get a bus because I might be squashing flies. They want to ban people riding horses, and they want to ban people having dogs. I don't know what I'd do without my girls. I really don't. And that's it. Anyway, some fucking horrible people in the world, aren't there?
Indeed, there are.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry, I got off track. So flooding. One of the reasons, you know, climate change adds to problems, I know. And of course, if we don't do anything about it in 5 years, it'd be too late. The climate is going to do whatever it's going to do. And you can take everybody's car away from in the whole of the world. And nothing much, I don't think, will happen. May happen in you know, 50 or 60 years' time to a certain extent. But who's to know whether it will be beneficial to the way the climate is going generally anyway? And everybody's, well, the science is proven. Science is never proven. Science changes all the time. And what scientists think one day is a fact will think the next day, oh, we found something else out, and that's not quite right. We know that, don't we, from experience, all of us, with everything. We very seldom now have doctors prescribe leeches to suck our blood to make us better.
Do we not?
No. Well, I haven't come across one lately, have you?
No, I haven't been to doctors for a long time. I should go, though.
I wouldn't bother.
Okay.
When they see you, I mean, that's going to be it.
Shall I start growing my own leeches?
I wouldn't bother that either. Hang on. Emergency. Good girls. Nobody gets in here. Ah, oh, dear, did you hear that?
I did.
Whoa. Vicious, you know. They would, anybody uninvited in here, they wouldn't have it. They would not have it. Are you not there? Where have you gone?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Oh. It was the postman.
Ah.
But they're frightening, aren't they?
They are, with their shorts on and their red tops, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Is this Wales Mail, is it?
Oh, right, okay. It's what it is just about my health insurance. I've been having some physiotherapy. All right, okay, I'm trying to tear the envelope up to put it into the recycling bin. Oh, dear, I've got a bit of a cold. Oh, edit that out, can you?
I will do.
Now, where were we? Oh, flooding, yeah. Basically, I had a really interesting chap who is an authority on rivers, their management, and the way they behave. And he said, to a certain extent, all rivers are man-made, right? Because man has, along the ages, built near and round rivers and has changed their flow from time to time. You know, originally the River Thames apparently was a mosquito swamp, which was very wide. But then as man encroached and built settlements along the rivers, they pushed back the river. And then some years ago, the Environment Agency decided that rivers were self-dredging.
Yeah.
And they didn't need to be attended. But seeing that man has changed rivers, built along them, put up weirs and all sorts of stuff, they need to be maintained. And nobody has been maintaining the rivers for a long time. And the result of that is that the rivers have now become blocked. They have not got the easy running passage of water that they had. Where they used to flood, little bits of it have now been built on, or they have been tarmacked over for car parks or anything else. We have to manage the rivers. If we don't want them to flood, we have to stop building on floodplains. We also have to start making our drains bigger. The drains in this country are appallingly small. If you go to France, you'll see the size of the flood drains everywhere in particular are huge. We need to make, you know, bigger. Quite often the tops of the gratings of the drains easily get blocked up with leaves and debris, don't they? We often see that. And nobody clears them out. I mean, you don't often see a street cleaner anymore, do you?
Oh, I did see them one the other week. I moved my car out of the way.
No, I don't mean the vans. I mean people actually going along and doing it properly and cleaning things up. And we don't see that. In fact, there are trees growing along the sides of rivers where trees never used to have been planted, and everything obstructing the flow of water. And the more and more we build and congest things near rivers, the more flooding we're going to get. You know, rivers need to be managed. You were going to say something. I don't suppose it was of any interest to anyone, but you better say it.
I was going to say a lot of the ditches by the side of the road, they're always full now, aren't they?
Mm. Although some ditches near me have just recently been cleared out, but they're on the top of a hill. So
that's helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. But, you know, a lot of water you see now running down the sides of roads because our drains just don't work. And we don't clean them up. We don't, you know, we just don't look after stuff anymore. How many potholes in roads are there now that there never used to be?
Yeah, well, that's caused by water, isn't it? The water runs onto it, then freezes, and then cracks the tarmac, doesn't it?
Yeah, but what they do is they come along and patch them.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't work. So why do they do that?
It's cheaper than redoing the whole road.
Yeah. Everything's got to be cheap.
Have you sorted your £20 note issue out?
Sorry, what was that?
Well, the new £20 note's out, isn't it?
I haven't seen one. Hang on, I'll have a look. No, I haven't got one. So, I mean, I've only got one anyway.
So you'll have to start replacing all the ones in your mattress with the new ones, because otherwise the ones...
I don't have any in my mattress. Don't say that. People start coming trying to get in. I don't actually use money anymore. You don't need money for anything anymore, do you?
No, I think our shop's becoming cashless.
Mm. I mean, you get in the back of a... back of a cab in London, and they've all got cash machines. I mean... you can swipe if it's under 30 quid.
Contactless,
yeah, that's it. I think that's just great, don't you?
Yeah, the limit will need upping soon, though.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. If you go and do a little shop, and it's quite often more than 30 quid, and by that time, because flashed it or swiped it, I tend to forget what my number is.
I think they could do a rule where if the till has a camera on it and it records you actually paying with the contactless, the limit could be up to like 50 quid. So they've got a picture of whoever used the card.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Hmm. But everybody's against all this sort of stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, only the older generation.
Well, you're of the older generation.
That is true, but I'm not against it.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we do the BBC, or do you want to do Tech Talk, or what do you want to do?
We've got some Wales Mail to do.
Yeah, I've got also some questions we put out about what would you do about the BBC. The BBC are getting very uppity now, and other people saying, why is the media so against the BBC? Well, because they an arrogant bunch of so-and-sos who have too much money.
Too much of our money, yeah.
And are under the impression that everything they do is better than anyone else. Well, it wouldn't be difficult, would it, to be better than everybody else? Oh, yeah. I made some lovely toast this morning, by the way.
I haven't eaten anything today, so if you wouldn't mind.
Why not? That's really silly. You should. Oh, got an itch. Hang on. Okay, right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. You should edit that bit. You should eat in the morning. It's stupid not to.
Okay, I'll go and get something.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the script to see where you've gone.
We don't have a script. What are you talking about? Do any of these podcasts have scripts? Because some of them are just shite. They're just people talking about bollocks.
Really?
Well, yeah, they just sit there talking about nothing.
Terrible. Terrible.
Let's do some mail in if you want to get in touch with the podcast. Well, you call me on my radio show nightly on Talk Radio. If you've not tuned into Talk Radio before, find it. It's just download. Go to the App Store and download the Talk Radio app, which is free, and you can get it. It's easy. Or if you've got a DAB radio, you can find it there. But the app is the easiest way to do it. I foresee all radio and probably TV. I don't know if you can do TV on an app.
Of course you can.
Ah, well, I think everything will be broadcast on an app.
Indeed.
So why would you need anything else?
Most tellies are now app-based.
Are they?
Yeah, your Netflix.
Why have I got a bloody great aerial on my house then?
Well, your old-fashioned.
Or a dish.
A dish you should have, yeah.
I've got a dish, yeah, no other aerial, no.
Yeah, a dish is the better way, yeah.
But do I need that if I have an app?
No, well, you need broadband then if you have an app.
Well, I've got broadband, haven't I?
Yeah, well, then technically you don't need a dish then.
Yeah. That's the way it's going.
It is going that way, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you've got something you want to talk about, email us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. jamesworldradio@gmail.com. It's only been 7 or 8 years we've been doing this, and I just remember the address. Anyway, Julie Brain. That's an unusual name, isn't it?
It is.
Says, hi there, I just wondered if you could send best wishes and a speedy recovery to my brother Stuart Budridge. Recently, he suffered a terrible seizure and he's been diagnosed with a very rare autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's. He loves listening to you, and it would mean a great deal if you could send him your best. Well, send him my best. Stuart, you get well soon. I've never heard of Hashimoto's. Terrible to know you're not doing so good. Stuart, listen, you take it easy and get everything you can off all friends and relatives coming to see you, you know. Make the most of it. Make sure they bring you something nice. Jack Butler says, to whom it may concern, he's researching into the Jesus Army. I wouldn't bother. To be quite frank, Jack, I really wouldn't bother. And I have no idea where any shows of mine in the 90s are. I would talk to Yorkshire Television if I were you. I don't think there's a Jesus Army around anymore, is there?
They're all on YouTube, all the shows, so have a look there.
Did I do one on...
I don't remember. It might have been one of the Whale On shows, maybe.
It does say
mid-90s so. There, so it'll be...
Oh, does
one,
it?
Yeah, it'll be one of the Whale On shows.
Yeah. Well, in that case, it would probably be on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, knowing which show was it in, I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Do you want to do tech talk now?
I could do a little bit of tech talk if you like.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, we could talk about the BBC if you wanted to, but we could we could do tech talk. God, dear, I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Sniffing.
Oh, I see. Right. So, okay. Well, I'll rattle through them then. The personal information of 10.6 million guests who say that the MGM
No. What? It's no good if you do that.
Okay. Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, you have to do it with more authority and more as if you're interested in what you're doing. Otherwise, why the f*** are we doing anything about tech talk?
I thought we just did it to fill in the time.
No, we don't do it to fill in the time. We do it because that's your interest, because, you know, you are an expert in all this technical malarkey.
Yeah, this is really not my sort of field, though, is it really? Tech news.
What is your field?
Well, it's repairing stuff.
Yeah, but you need to know what you're doing, don't you? And you buy every new bit of technology that you can get your hands on.
Shall I try again, then?
And it's a long time since you sent me any bits that you don't want anymore or you've had fun with.
Okay.
I mean, that's really, to be honest, that's the least you could do, considering you never send me any money.
Would you like an Audi A4 automatic?
No, because I know it was your car and you've blown the bloody thing up.
It had Alexa and everything installed into it.
No. I only said blow the bloody doors off.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Anyway, 10.6 million guests who say that the MGM...
Well, hang on, what are you doing with this thing?
What thing?
The Audi.
I'm waiting for the number plates to change over to the new car, and then I'll probably sell it for parts.
Have you got your own number plate?
Yes.
What is it?
P.
Yeah.
666.
Oh, no.
ROB.
P666 ROB.
Yeah, it's really handy when the Jehovah's come around the house.
So you are the devil?
Yes, I'd rather be on his side, yeah, than the other.
So never mind, when you're burning in the pit of fire, don't call me for help.
And if I'm wrong, I'll just ask for forgiveness.
So what about you were going to send me an Alexa, you never did.
I've got it. I actually physically do have one on the shelf that you can have.
Well, send it and tell me how to use it. It might be very useful.
It will be very useful. It does lots of things.
I mean, I can just, rather than going on my phone and doing that, I could just say, let me listen to talk radio.
You can do that and it works.
Play me some nice soul music.
That works too.
Do I have to program all this into it?
No, it's already programmed.
How does it? Who programmed it? It might not be what I want.
It's all programmed. It's just very clever.
All right. Okay. Where did I leave my phone?
Don't know if it can do that. But you can find out that by going to the iCloud and logging in, and it'll tell you where your phone is.
I mean, I could do, because I've got Siri on my phone. Have you got Siri?
I have Siri, yes.
Yeah, okay. Look, why aren't you more... What?
What's that?
Fuck off, I didn't... Why aren't you more helpful?
I don't understand. Why aren't you more helpful? But I could search the web for it.
Shut up, you pillock. Honestly.
Okay.
Shut up, you pillock. Oh, told me to sod off. Not very nice. Anyway, sorry. Okay, we'll start tech talk now. You can edit this all in nicely, and it'll be nice and pristine. There you go.
It won't be.
And apparently, some of these podcasts go on and on, and people say 15 minutes is a good because people can't be bothered to listen any longer.
Right, I'm going to have to be quick. Because we're running out of time. Because we're running out of time. We've got plenty to do. Right, so the inventor of copy, cut and paste, unfortunately, has died.
Oh, dear.
Larry Tesla.
Oh, sorry.
He's quite an important man, if you think about it. Cut, copy and paste. Everyone uses that.
Yeah. Well, I used to, but, you know, I don't paste things on anything now anyway.
Jeff Bezos, the guy that runs Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
He's donated $10 billion to help heal the Earth.
$10 billion. How much is he worth? Anyway, my God.
He's worth quite a lot. I think he's the richest man on the planet.
All right.
And a good film for you to watch on Netflix is What Happened to Monday.
What did happen to Monday?
We'll have to watch the film to find out. It's very good. I've had enough now of tech talk.
Good. So is everybody else. So the BBC are really, you know... They've become an extreme left-wing organisation. When they, when you do a job for the BBC, they say, oh, we can't afford this, we can't afford that. And they waste so much money. So I asked on Facebook this week, what would you do with the BBC? And these are some of the replies. We can't put them all in, but these are some. Paul Bancroft, he said he'd scrap the licence and show adverts, same as ITV, so that it would pay for itself. Been absolutely no use in doing that at all. Because the BBC has got such a huge amount of services there. They're making money already. They need to be toned down. It would be unfair to put something that we have all paid for like that and allow them to now become commercial. It would put the commercial companies out of business. No, I don't think that's a good idea at all. Sorry, Paul. William Street, fund it from general taxation because it's the state broadcaster. I agree, William. Fund it that way and get rid of all the rest of it. The commercial arm of the BBC should not be the BBC. It should be a commercial enterprise. And leave them with a couple of radio channels, all their local radio stations, and a couple of TV channels. They don't need all the other stuff they've amassed over the years. Dave Michael Spite, buy a vowel, swap a consonant, and go out as an ABBA show. No idea what that means, but anyway. Chad Shearing says, I don't care for it, so why should I pay for it? Forcing people into watching channels they don't want is a crime in my book. Giving options is the way forward. Sky TV don't make it mandatory to get their services, so why should the BBC get away with it? Interesting point. don't quite agree with that, but, you know. Tommy Taylor, he says, keep it if they become politically neutral, as they should be, and not completely biased, as they are now. They take a story, and no matter what the truth is, only their opinions matter. I do think there is a lot of that in the BBC, because they do feel they are the voice of, you know, and people. But a lot of people still, when there's a serious incident, they turn to the BBC. So, you know, keep the news arm of the BBC. But, yeah, they have to become impartial. And, you know, you can tell, I can assure you, most of them read The Guardian. Steve Foster, why should you pay a license if you want to watch other channels? Well, in my view, you shouldn't. Simon Smith, a national treasure, has for the large become a national embarrassment. License fees are archaic. Whole corporation needs to be reset and restructured. Now, that, Simon Smith, I couldn't agree with you more. A couple more. Ali Linford says, save more money watching the BBC and paying the license than watching ITV and buying and not needing most of the stuff they advertise. Ali, I think you're missing the point, okay? In fact, you really are missing the point. But never mind. There had to be one. We had to try and balance it. Chris Jopp, everyone complaining about the cost of the license are often paying in excess of £80 a month for Virgin or Sky and everything else. Well, that's their choice, I'm afraid, Chris. You don't get a choice. You have to have this tax. And the law says you need to operate a television, you need a license. The trouble is, all the money from the license goes only to one broadcaster. That is archaic. It is out of step with everything. And it will be replaced. And the sooner the better. Andy Savage, scrap the license fee, make it a subscription service, give the people freedom of choice. Andy, I agree with you wholeheartedly, because they don't need a big commercial arm and production arms. And, you know, over, they have so much now, and their budgets are so huge. They get so much money in, and then they plead poverty, which is bollocks, isn't it, really? You know, they're scrapping Watchdog, which is exactly the sort of programme that what do they call them genetically, you know, when it's supposed to do things like that for people's betterment, not supposed to be out there chasing an audience. So why they'd scrap Watchdog? I bet one of the commercial broadcasters will pick it up and probably make a better job of it anyway. One more. John Green says, keep it as it is. The license ensures that we get diverse programming, really. I absolutely hate adverts, so I would expect the government to create a similar model. Maybe the German media license concept would work, where there is a blanket fee for all households, regardless of equipment. Okay, so those are your thoughts on the BBC.
Very good.
You were very quiet.
I was listening.
Well, what's your thought on the BBC?
I think that it should be embedded in your council tax.
Mm, me too. I think they should keep their local radio stations because they cannot be what they should be doing, which is what they're not doing, of course, because BBC local radio is run by, in the main, quite a lot of people who are just not really interested or know what's going on. They are the most inane places I've worked, except one where I did the breakfast show. And the breakfast show, when I did it for a few years, was brilliant.
The local BBC radio station should be about 30% local news and events and things, and the rest should all be sort of syndicated all the same around the rest of the UK.
Well, yeah, but they don't need to play music. They've got this new, the latest BBC local radio boss who used to be a newsreader on a show I did, I think. And you think, well, what do they know about how radio goes? BBC local radio shouldn't be playing music. There are loads of music channels that play music.
Correct.
They're a local forum for discussion. I kicked all the music out of the show I did for the BBC, and the ratings went up. I turned it into a zoo format, which is it's okay, a bit like what I do on the radio anyway. But I used the newsreader, the sports person, both as main parts of the program. In fact, when I went after, it changed a little bit, and then they said, oh, well, the audience is gone, what should we do? They asked me, which I thought was very nice, should have charged for that as well. I said, well, why don't you keep the two, I'm trying not to mention their names, who were doing it with me, give the programme to them. And they did, and it's becoming a success. It's not difficult. Well, you know, you need to communicate, and you need to be... Boris Johnson, there's a case in point. Lots of people, oh, I don't like Boris Johnson, oh, he's a snob, he's a toff or anything. But what he does is he communicates with people, which is why a lot of people like Boris. And however much you ridicule him and say he's a liar, he went to a public school, he's a bloke who people think, oh, I wouldn't mind having a pint with.
As long as he's paying for the pint.
Shall we do some jokes very quickly and then questions? Because I have rattled on a bit, haven't I? You've got loads of editing to do.
Okay, quickly do some jokes then.
Stanley Phillips, a wealthy man, was having an affair with an Italian woman for a few years. One night during one of their rendezvous, she confided in him that she was pregnant. Not wanting to ruin his reputation or his marriage, he said he would pay her a large sum of money if she would go to Italy to have the child. He would also provide child support until the child turned 18. She agreed, but wondered how he would know when the baby was born. To keep it discreet, he told her to mail him a postcard and write spaghetti on the back. He would then arrange for child support. One day, about 9 months later, he came home and his confused wife
Honey, she said, you received a very strange postcard today.
Oh, just give it to me. I'll explain it later, he said. The wife handed the card over and watched as her husband read the card, turned white, and fainted. On the card was written, spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti. Two with meatballs, one without.
Oh, dear. One more quickie or two more?
Whatever.
One weekend, this is Tommy Gould sent this in. One weekend, a man is in the bathroom shaving when the local kid Sammy he hired to mow his lawn comes in to pee. The man slyly looks over and is shocked at how immensely endowed Sammy is. He can't help himself and asks Sammy what his secret is. Well, says Sammy, every night before I climb into bed with a girl, I whack my penis on the bedpost three times. It works and it sure impresses the girls. The man was excited at this easy suggestion and decided to try it that very night. So before climbing into bed with his wife, he took out his penis and whacked it three times on the bedpost. His wife, half asleep, said, Sammy, is that you?
Oh, dear, dear me.
Sean Brown. This is her joke. A boy walks in on his mum and dad having sex. He asks, what are you doing? And dad replies, making you a brother or sister. The boy says, well, do a doggy style because I want a puppy. Oh, that is very funny. Sean, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you've got any jokes for us, send them to jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Correct.
jameswellradio@gmail.com. Yeah, send them there. That was funny.
Okay, let's do some questions quickly.
Go on then.
Brian Wolfgang Woodworth. Hi, James Whale. Why have you not been knighted? You're a modern-day legend.
True. I have no idea. Perhaps, Brian, you could actually suggest that to Her Majesty.
Okay. Anne Wheatley. What happened to Nick Pope, who often used to appear on your show way back?
He moved to Hollywood, where he's become quite of a legend.
Rob James, is it true that the only thing members of the Flat Earth Society fear is sphere itself?
True, Rob. Very true.
Colin Watkins, is Ash actually Bigfoot?
I can't tell you. I have signed a, what is one of those forms where I can't speak about it? It's called?
NDA.
NDA, right. No damn something or other. Anyway, yeah.
And Dave Hughes, hope you're well. That's a question.
Right.
My question is, what time is it?
It is just coming up to 10 to 1.
Time to go then.
Yeah. Thank you all very much indeed. Check out the podcast. Let us know what you think, anything you think we could improve on. Getting rid of Rob, I'm afraid, sadly, is not an option, but there we are. Oh, I've got to go and sort the dogs out. Listen, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.